Hi, boys. Hi, Bart. Gosh. Every damn one of them got a lot.
Ronnie!
Oh, Inspector, how's it going?
Give me a bit of a tanner, you know?
How's it going?
Ah, lousy. Lousy, we're going to have our hands full today, Marty, you know? Yeah. Half the division already called in sick. Commissioner's boiling over.
I don't think it'll last too long. You know, traditionally, the blue flu is about a 24-hour virus.
Yeah, I don't think so this time, Bonnie. There's going to be a full-fledged strike, you know? I hear the guys beefing about the working conditions, the hours they've been putting in, the pay.
We've heard that before.
A lot of stinko-pinko talk, haven't we?
Well, they got a point there, you know.
Point? What kind of point they got, you know? Cop is a cop. Supposed to be out there in the street, whipping the citizenry into shape. Not supposed to be crawling around the sidewalk with these signs, down with this, down with that. In the old days, we'd have been there with the nightsticks, you know, wrapping some sense into the cheesy skulls.
Emotions are running high. I'm afraid there's liable to be a confrontation just like that.
I certainly hope so. What's your boys, Barney? Expect them all in?
I haven't heard anything to the contrary.
No, and you won't neither, Barney, because your men respect you. Yeah. Huh? That's more than I can say for most of the captains in my division.
Twelve Precinct, Captain Miller speaking. Oh, hello, Cogan. Oh, really? Sorry to hear that. Is it serious? Headache? Fever, chills, anger. It's an unusual symptom. Oh, it's been coming on for some time. Well, stay in bed till you cool off. Okay.
Ungrateful, irresponsible, swag flu, huh? You rat Harry's got to. Get starting up on
it. I'm afraid so.
Yeah, sure. Imagine. Cops walking out on the jobs, huh? Physically, Barney, it just makes me... I don't know what I think about
it. Don't think about it. Don't think about it. Oh, Inspector. Hey, Barney.
Oh, Joe.
Oh, Joe Horwitz, huh? The old bulldog for you, right, Barney? You know, when the going gets rough... Can always depend on the Polakish people.
Thanks.
No, I mean it. I mean it, won't you? The foreign element, Barney, you know, they'll never turn their back on you. They come over here to our country, they grab off some jobs, real estate, freedom. Huh? They appreciate it, though, right, won't you?
Right,
sure. Yeah, look at that shoulders on that lad, Barney. Why, he teared down a building with his bare hands.
Woodrow, do me a favor. Let's get those quarterly reports out today. I don't know what our strength is going to be like.
Anyone else in yet?
Nope.
Oh, guess I'm early, huh? Anybody calling?
Cogan.
How is he?
Flu.
All right, well, don't worry. Just go right in here.
I don't want to be any trouble.
Not at all. You're a victim. It's good for business.
Morning, gentlemen.
Your tragedy is our incentive. We just love to see nice people get in trouble.
Dietrich, right?
Right.
Good to see you, Dietrich.
Good to see you, too.
No, I really mean it, Dietrich.
Me, too. My facial expressions can be deceiving.
Dietrich, what do we got here?
What we got here, Captain Miller, is a tribute to you, sir.
Inspector,
No, I mean it, Barney. These men respect you. They worship you. Put you up on a throne like some kind of idol.
Brought you sacrifice, Captain.
Sacrifice?
No, I was joking. You know, do you ever see the jungle movies where they sacrifice the virgins?
I got it.
I'm sorry. I didn't know. Excuse me.
Nick, what do we got?
Barney, this is Miss Lane. She was robbed. She belonged to one of these dating services. And this guy called and said that he was referred to her, came over and robbed her.
But he wasn't with the service, huh?
No, he was good looking.
Right? Oh, yes.
See what you can find out. Okay, this way, Miss Lane.
I was just saving myself for marriage.
I put a few bucks away every week, too.
Morning.
Morning.
Detective Harris. Morning.
What'd I tell you, Mommy? Follow the leader.
Morning. Inspector?
I want you to know you're a credit to that badge, Harris.
Thank you. It's an old suit.
That was Bernice. Fish isn't coming in today. He's sick. He's got the flu.
Flu?
Well, I'll just use his desk till he gets back on his feet.
Little sarcasm there?
Oh, shows, huh?
Strike. It's a show of solidarity. It's a demonstration of common goals to point up to the city that there's a need for major reforms.
We're all supposed to march out.
It's to get their attention.
And to put the establishment under public pressure to effect some kind of action.
How about you, Dietrich? You gonna demonstrate at noon?
I haven't made up my mind yet.
Figured you would have studied all the issues by now.
I have. I'm opposed to more budget cuts and layoffs.
Yeah.
I'm opposed to reducing our manpower to where our jobs become right more dangerous.
Right on.
The very foundations of our futures are being threatened, and I'm adamantly opposed to that.
Me too. I'm going.
I'm going with you.
All right.
But I haven't made up my mind yet.
You're upstairs to survey the situation,
you do that,
Barney.
Inspector.
You ought to be proud of your men, Barney.
I am.
Blind obedience. Only the great ones get it, Barney.
Ours is not to reason why.
All right,
ours.
Barney, what do you want to do with Miss Lane?
Did she find anybody in the mug books?
12 she'd like to settle down with.
Why not the name of the guy? Maybe he'll use the same name again. Go through that date book of hers and contact the most likely targets. Dietrich will give you a hand.
I'll do it, but it'll take a long time to call them all.
Do as many as you can.
I won't work one day more than 30 years.
Hey, you got a convention up here compared to what showed up downstairs.
How many showed up?
Me, Crosetti and Bloom.
3 out of 48.
Loyalty is a rare and precious human quality.
Yeah.
I thought I'd point it out to Captain Miller as long as I'm upstairs. Not that I don't feel a responsibility to my fellow officers. I mean, conditions being what they are, I get burned up at the whole administration. I kid you not.
It's 5 of 12. Time for talk is over. I mean, it's a question of solidarity right now. A united front, a concerted effort, all of us together. It's our only option. I'm going.
I'm staying.
Who cares?
You coming, Nick?
Well, they'll prove a point. I'll go along.
Dietrich, you with us?
I'll go.
All right.
The music stopped. Everybody's supposed to grab a chair. Go on, Barney.
It's unanimous.
Okay, see you around.
I'm not going, sir.
I'm not surprised, Levitt.
Thank you, sir.
Barney, we felt it.
Okay, Wojo, no explanations necessary. Royal Precinct, Captain Miller speaking.
Yeah, just a minute. Let me get that address. Okay, we'll have somebody right over there.
What is it, Barn?
Liquor store holdup in progress.
We'll take it.
Hey, Wojo.
Look, you guys are walking. This is part of it. I'll take care of it. Levitt, man the phones.
You can count on me, sir.
I'm taking it. I'm going with him.
Okay.
Look, we're checking this one out, and then we're going.
I understand.
What are we supposed to do?
Nothing. We're on strike. We'll wait here for you guys, and we just won't work.
Good.
It'll be fun, you know. We'll stay here and we won't work.
I don't feel any different.
Excuse me, Sergeant Yamana. I finished looking at those books.
Okay.
What should I do now?
I don't know. We're demonstrating.
Oh, I heard you talking about it. What is it that you want?
Dignity, security, respect.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if all you had to do to get something was to demonstrate? Sounds risque, doesn't it? Is there anyone here I could talk to?
Barney?
Yeah?
I looked at all the men in your photo albums, but I couldn't find anybody.
Sorry to hear that.
I'm used to it.
Did you give Sergeant Yamana a list of the missing items?
I would, but he won't do anything.
How you feel?
How's everything going along up here, Barney?
Yeah, okay.
Downstairs, they're pretty...
What's this? Levitt downstairs told me everybody'd walk.
Well, that seems to be the plan as soon as Wojo and Harris come back from a call. In the meantime, what we've got is a sit-in.
Sit-in? Must be kidding. Nick Yamana, you of all people.
Seemed like the right thing to do.
The right thing to do, Nick, is to stand fast and continue to serve the public and your leader. Where's all that old Japanese loyalty, huh? How about them kamikaze pilots of World War II, remember? Banzai! That was dedication.
It was also very ineffective.
What?
The kamikaze program was a failure. The losses in manpower and equipment never balanced with actual inflicted damage. Most of the pilots were just very bad.
Oh, yeah?
Good ones couldn't get past practice.
Here. Listen, what kind of a police strike is this? You guys are supposed to be not working today.
Hey, keep it quiet.
Ah, you scabs.
Knock it off.
We got him coming out of the liquor store, Barn, and he grabbed about $300 and he used this.
And I got a permit for that.
Oh, that makes all the difference in the world.
Where'd y'all book him?
Let me just do this.
You know, the city's dying out there. There's nothing you guys can do about it.
Right, right.
They're killing each other off one by one, and it's going to be the end.
Excuse me. 12th Precinct, Cap Miller speaking.
Yes, full name.
Can you hold on 1 second? 12th Precinct, Cap Miller speaking. No, man, the police department has not resigned. Just a little internal dispute. Okay, I'll take that information.
Hold on 1 second.
12th Precinct, Cap Miller.
Look, can you hold on 1 second?
Yeah. Inspector, it's starting to get a little busy around here. Can you give us a hand?
At your disposal, Barney.
Okay.
Sure thing, you know, anything you want. You maybe between the two of us could run the whole precinct all by ourselves.
Okay.
Without any help from the, I want this, now what that, you know what.
Just thinking about it, Barney.
Don't think about it. Just keep it out of your mind. Inspector, we need some more information from Miss Lane.
Oh, yes, of course. How do you do, Miss Lane? My pleasure. I'm Inspector Franklin D. Luger, NYPD, at your convenience, night or day.
Thank you.
Inspector, we need a list of the items that are missing.
Oh, sure, yes. Well, just sit down here for a minute, Miss Lane, while we'll check out your goodies.
Who's your employer?
Oh, listen, why are you bothering me with this stupidity? Why aren't you out there on the picket line with the other cops?
Just give me your employer.
Oh, listen, I hate scabs. I hate scabs worse than I do the bosses. Look, nobody cares about you. Nobody cares about anybody. Listen, why aren't you out there? Let the public be damned. What the hell with the public?
We're doing this for the public.
Don't give me that. The public hates cops. I know. I hate cops. I'm part of the public. Listen, they give you guys your guns, right? I have to go out and find one. And they make it very hard because they say that makes it easier for the criminal. That is baloney. It just makes it harder for guys like me.
You are a criminal.
Yeah, now!
He took 2 silver candlesticks. I always use candlesticks for intimate dinners. Well, you know what I mean?
No, I never use them myself. I generally like to check things out first, you know, under fluorescent lights. I don't want something jumping out at me that I had never seen before.
Oh. I think you should know, sir. It's getting pretty ugly out there. Maybe necessary to use force.
There it is, there it is. The beginning of the end. The beginning of the bloodbath, and Charlie Prevett could care less. These cathedrals of progress are going to come tumbling down in rubble. Fires are going to light up the streets of the city. Every man, woman, and child is going to be dead. And the winner is going to be Satan. And little Charlie Prevett is going to be there to applaud his good works.
You want to make a statement?
I got nothing to say.
Oh, let's go in the cage.
In the cage, right, right. We're all animals. That's where we belong, in the cage. You're an animal, I'm an animal. We're all animals. We're all savage beasts, scratching and clawing and mauling each other.
My name's Lana.
Okay, guys, let's get going.
Yeah.
12th Precinct, Cap Miller speaking.
Well, Joe, you ready?
Yeah, just let me get this. Hold on a minute, ma'am. Our dating robber just called again. Lady says he's on his way over. Ma'am, if you give us your address, we'll have somebody waiting for him. Okay, apartment. Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Can't do it, Barney. Not this time.
Barney, we have to do, you know...
Inspector, what do you say?
I'll take it, Captain. I guess you know you Might as well have just stuck a knife into his
Inspector.
Guts.
Inspector!
Twisted it around in his organs.
Inspector, the man's that, almost there, huh?
That too, Caesar.
Brute.
Ah, you know what I mean.
Barney, we'll see you later.
See you. Barney, look...
Take care.
Vaya con Dios, amigo.
Dietrich.
I don't joke about things like that, Ken.
It's a black day at the 12th.
Slab it, not now!
I understand, sir. You want to be alone.
This weekend and every weekend, turn to TV Land for a 48-hour non-stop marathon of one fine show. With all the best episodes all weekend long. TV Land Fandemonium Marathon Weekends. Always one thing on.